Welcome in. Today we're doing a beginner-friendly masterclass on transient automation for breaks in Ableton Live, with a smoky late-night mood in mind. Think rolling drum and bass, jungle textures, and that feeling like the drums are live, not just looping. The core idea is simple. We're going to make the break feel like it moves closer and farther away over time, without changing the sample. And that's the secret weapon here, transient automation. Transients are the front edge of a sound. The click and snap at the start of each hit. When you automate transients, you're basically automating distance and attitude. Less transient feels softer, hazier, like it's behind a curtain. More transient feels close up, sharp, present, like it's right in your face for the drop. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar arrangement where the intro is washed and smoky, the build tightens and focuses, and the drop hits forward and confident. And we'll do it mostly with Ableton stock tools. All right. Let's set it up. Set your tempo to something in the drum and bass zone, 172 to 176 BPM. I like 174 as a sweet spot. Jump to arrangement view and make a 32-bar loop, so we can hear a full mini arrangement evolve. Now grab a break sample, Amen style, Think style, something dusty, something crunchy, or even a modern processed break from a pack. Drag it onto an audio track and name that track Break. Naming matters more than people admit, because once you start automating, you want to instantly know where everything lives. Next, warping, because transient automation works best when the break is stable and predictable. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Then set the envelope somewhere around 50 to 70 to start. If the break is a bit messy or it's smearing around the grid, you can enable transient loop mode to tighten it up. The goal is not to make it robotic. The goal is to preserve the bite and timing without turning it into glitchy artifacts. Now we're going to clean the break, just enough that our transient moves behave like we expect. On the break track, at EQ 8 first, high pass around 30 to 40 Hz. We're just removing rumble and junk that doesn't help the groove. If the break sounds boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 450 Hz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Don't overdo it, we're not trying to erase the character. Then add saturator. Set it to soft sine mode, drive somewhere between 1 and 4 dB. And here's a crucial teacher tip, level match. Every time you add saturation or transient shaping, your ears get tricked by loudness. So after saturator, pull the output down so it's roughly the same perceived level as before. We want better tone, not just louder. Now add drum bus. Drum bus is the star of the lesson, because it gives you a simple, musical transients knob that's perfect for automation. Set drive somewhere around 2 to 8. Crunch, keep it low for late night vibes, maybe 0 to 15%. Boom, usually 0 to 10%, and honestly you often don't need boom on breaks at all. Set transients to around plus 5 as a starting point, and set damp somewhere like 5 to 15 kHz to tame harshness. Damp is basically your don't get brittle safety valve. At this point, play your break. You should hear it a little more controlled, a little more intentional, but still alive. Now we add a safety layer. This is how we get smoky intros without losing authority. Create a kick track and a snare track. Put a clean one-shot kick on beats 1 and 3. Put a clean one-shot snare on beats 2 and 4. Keep them consistent. The break is your texture and personality. The kick and snare are your backbone. If you want light processing, on the kick, EQ 8 with a small dip around 200 to 300 Hz if it's muddy. On the snare, optionally add glue compressor and aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Gentle, we're not flattening it, we're just making it steady. Now comes the main move, automating the transients. Hit it to show automation lanes. On the break track, choose drum bus, then transients. We're going to draw a simple, intentional curve across the 32 bars. Big moves first, no wobbly nervous lines. Think like a DJ-friendly arrangement. Clear sections, clear transitions. Here's a great starter curve, bars 1 through 9, the intro, set transients low, around minus 10 to minus 5, this makes the hits softer and further away. When you do this, listen closely, does the break feel like it's in the room next door? That's what we want, smoky, hazy, not spiky. Bars 9 through 17, the build, ramp the transients from around minus 5 up to plus 10. This is where tension and focus appear. A really nice trick here is to use an S-curve style ramp if you can. In Ableton, you can right-click automation points and adjust curves so the rise feels natural. The ear loves a curve more than a straight line when you're building energy. Bars 17 through 25, the drop, keep transients up, around plus 10 to plus 20. Now the break snaps forward. It feels present, crisp, and driving. Bars 25 through 33, your variation. Dip the transients a bit, maybe down to plus 5, then return to plus 15. That little restraint and release makes the groove breathe, like the drummer leaned back for a second and then dug in again. Now, very important listening notes. When transients rise, hi-hats can get sharp and pokey. So as you play the drop section, ask, are the hats piercing? If yes, you don't have to lower the whole transient curve. First try adjusting drum bus damp a bit darker, or add a gentle low pass with EQ8, or do a tiny high shelf cut. The point is, don't let hats dictate your entire transient range. Also, when transients get too negative in the intro, ghost notes can disappear. That kills jungle swing. So if your intro starts feeling dead, bring the transients up a bit. Minus 5 often keeps the groove while still feeling soft. Minus 20 can be a vibe killer unless you really know what you're doing. Next, we pair transient automation with space automation. This is where the late night mood really happens. Create a return track and name it room. On room, put hybrid reverb. Choose a room algorithm or a room convolution. Set decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Predelay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Predelay helps keep the hit clear before the room blooms, which is perfect for breaks. After the reverb, add EQ8. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz so the reverb doesn't add mud. Low pass around 7 to 10 kHz so the room is dark and smoky, not shiny, optional but powerful. Put a compressor on the room return and sidechain it from the kick. That way, whenever the kick hits, the room tucks out of the way. You keep atmosphere without washing out the punch. Now automate the break track send to room. In the intro, push it higher, something like minus 10 to minus 6 dB. In the drop, pull it down, maybe minus 18 dB or even all the way off if you want it super tight. And between phrases, do quick little ghost pushes into the room. Once their hit gets a little extra room, then it's gone. That's the smoke curl effect. Subtle, classy, very late night. Here's a coaching check. Close your eyes for a second while it plays. Can you feel the break stepping forward into the drop, like it moved closer to your face? If you can't, you probably need a bit more transient contrast, or you need to reduce room in the drop, or both. Now for a really slick trick that's beginner-friendly and sounds pro, micro-transient automation for the pre-drop fill. Pick one bar before the drop. Let's say bar 16. For beats 1 through 3, dip the drum bus transients down to around minus 15. You're basically pulling the punch away, like the track is inhaling. Then on beat 4, the last hit before the drop, snap the transients up to plus 20. That last hit slams, and it creates impact without adding a riser. It's a DJ-friendly here it comes cue. Now, quick reminder, level match again. Transient boosts can feel louder. After you set your automation range, adjust the break track fader, so the intro versus drop feels like a texture and distance change, not a huge volume jump. If your drop is just louder, you're not learning the real skill yet. Let's talk about an optional safety upgrade if you push transients and the hats get nasty. After EQ8 on the break track, add multiband dynamics. Use it gently, mostly focusing on the high band. You can reduce harsh peaks by nudging threshold and timing so the highs don't spike when you crank transients. Keep it subtle. We're controlling edges, not flattening the life out of the break. You can even automate a tiny bit of this for certain sections, but don't get lost in the weeds yet. Now let's quickly map a simple arrangement vision so you know what to build. Bars 1 to 9, break is softer, roomier, low transients, maybe even slightly darker with damp. Bars 9 to 17, tension rises, transients ramp up, maybe you add a quiet hat loop or shaker if you want, but you don't have to. Bars 17 to 25, full drop, punchy transients, layered kick and snare holding the core. Bars 25 to 33, variation, transient dip and a couple reverb throws for mood. This is how you keep rolling energy without changing the main loop. You're automating feel, not constantly swapping samples. Before we wrap, let's hit a few common mistakes so you can avoid them. First, over-automating. If your automation lane looks like spaghetti, the groove will sound nervous. Start with big, intentional section moves. Add tiny moves only where you want attention, like fills. Second, confusing punch with volume. Always a slash B at similar levels. Third, harsh hats in the drop. Use damp, a gentle EQ, or handle the highs separately instead of shrinking your whole transient curve. Fourth, destroying ghost notes by going too negative. If the groove disappears, back off. Fifth, not layering a clean snare. If the break is the only snare and you soften transients in the intro, you might lose the backbeat. The safety layer is what lets you get atmospheric without losing structure. Now, a couple late-night pro tips you can try once the basic version is working. You can automate drum bus damp along with transients. Darker in the intro, slightly more open in the drop. Or try a tiny saturation move like 1 dB difference, but keep it subtle. And here's a counterintuitive one. Sometimes the drop hits harder when it's cleaner, so you can actually reduce saturate or drive slightly into the drop, so the transient contrast feels sharper. Also, do a quick 10-second check in mono. If the break disappears in the hazy sections, you're probably leaning too hard on wide reverb. Fix it by reducing the send or keeping a bit more mid-range, not by adding more highs. Now your mini practice exercise, if you want to lock this in fast. Load any break, warp it properly, add drum bus and set transients to 0. Make a 16-bar loop. Bars 1 to 8, set transients to minus 8. Bars 9 to 16, set transients to plus 12. Add the room return, and automate the send so bars 1 to 8 are wetter and bars 9 to 16 are drier. Then bounce it and ask, does bar 9 step forward without getting significantly louder? And do the ghost notes still groove in bars 1 to 8? If not, shrink your range. Try minus 5 to plus 8 and repeat. Let's recap the whole concept in one sentence. Transient automation makes your break evolve like a performance. Use drum bus transients as your main macro shaper. Pair it with room send automation for smoky depth. Layer a clean kick and snare so you can soften the break without losing impact, and make clear arrangement moves, soft, tense, punchy, then variation. If you tell me what break you're using and whether your vibe is more liquid, minimal roller, or straight jungle, I can suggest a tailored automation curve with exact starting ranges that fit that style.